go?
Hey, how you doing?
What you doing?
Chilling. You gotta need y'all to sign my wall.
Man, what's up, Tony?
Hey, Ashley.
Hey, baby.
Big legs.
Yes.
I see your ass ankles.
Did you?
Yeah.
You didn't see my ankles.
You need to put on some socks, and then you're going to have to put powder.
Nah, not, when you wear low cut, let me teach you some style. When you wear something cut.
You don't have to teach me.
You don't show.
They got to show the socks that don't show.
No, I got them, too. They be bothering me. No.
That's what they saying.
What you bring?
Every conversation's the base in relationships. We the topic of discussion. What's the gossip? Who she loving? This tea get hotter when you touch it. Forget about that he saying that she said. Tell me what the street said. Got them tuned in, they running back. Just like a DJ. What you bring to the table?
Welcome back, season 3 of The Reality Table. With your girl, Big Lex, and I got my R&B thugs in the house tonight.
God damn. Starting off.
Yeah, we off and running. Let's go.
I got Brian for Jagged Edge, TQ, and Case, and my girl, Miss Ashley.
That's right.
So listen, I wasn't going to tell them the topic on purpose, but the topic today is kings and queens, R&B love.
Mm.
Okay.
What is that?
Yeah, that's love.
I thought love was love.
Big question. So the first question I had for myself that I wanted to kind of talk about, do y'all really, I'm going to ask each and every one of y'all.
That wasn't me.
These songs y'all sing about, do y'all really mean them, or do y'all just, is this something you really went through, or is this something you just want to sing about because you think the world going through it? Like, I promise, or, you know, like, missing you. Bye-bye. Yeah, like,
bye-bye, man.
You know, I moved to Atlanta 14 years ago.
My favorite video ever.
And that was, like, the thing.
Somebody
when I moved.
Yeah, it's my joy.
Listen, I thought that
best
shit was
R&B
real.
Video
I was
ever,
like, damn, he really went through that.
Best R&B song.
Wow, I'm scared, but I like it.
That's my joy.
I was intrigued. Good job. I was like, damn, you get shot with a thing like that? Okay, you know, I'm going.
It's something to think about.
It is.
I need y'all to answer. So, Brian, we're going to start with you. The truth, please. Nothing but the truth will help you, God. Please.
No, I can't lie. Sometimes bullshit, you know what I mean? Like, you know, we're going to start.
Fast.
I mean, like.
I'm glad you said that.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like a writer in general, right? People seem to forget that we writers, right?
Right.
Yeah. And when you write a book, it ain't always about you and everything you've done. Some things is about you, right? You put yourself in the music. But some things about things you aspire to do or aspire to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the kind of relationship you aspire to have, it don't mean that you found it and you've had that. You know what I mean? And some things is just about, you know, my mom always told me, like, learn how to talk to a woman. So she taught me how to do that best she could. And I try to write like that sometimes. So, you know, it's simple as that. You know what I mean?
What was that for?
I covered it all. You know what I mean?
I agree. I like
I'm
that answer.
I'm looking at him next, like, and your answer.
No. I mean, it's pretty much the same. But for me, it's either something I'm going through or have gone through. It's somebody close to me, like happily ever after. My best friend got married and like a couple of months before that, and that's why I made that. But a song for Sky, my daughter was 4 months old, so I wrote that song about her.
Right.
So like you said, some of the stuff is stuff that you aspire to be. Some stuff might be somebody close to you going through it. But as singers, you got to mean it before you sing it, or else, because if you don't believe it, ain't nobody else going to believe it.
But I don't think he said he believed in nothing.
We talking about singing. I was talking about as a singer. He's talking about writing.
But even if you aspire to be something, that means you believe that that's something you should be. I'm not aspiring to be something I don't think I should be.
Yeah, you can have the feeling attached.
Right, you know what I mean? Right. My lawyer over there.
Miss ma'am.
I'm sick of them.
We've been sick of you. We've been sick of you, yeah.
And Simone.
Yeah, and Simone. The both of us. The both of us dead.
I mean, it's been times when, honestly, when I'm having a conversation with somebody close to me, like Case said, I'm like, bro, this sound like a record.
Right, thanks.
Well, how would you feel if I just, like, put some lyrics to this and put some music to it? And it's like, oh, yeah, go ahead.
Right.
I've done that a couple of times. A lot of my stuff was based on just personal experience. But it's been a lot of stuff that I wrote, man. I'm just in there smoking and just talking. Total bullshit. Now, I'm not talking about nobody. It might sound beautiful. It might sound wonderful, but I'm just in the studio blow. And I'm just, it sound good that's to me, fact, man. It sound good to everybody else.
Now, me and TQ wrote a song together, though.
Facts.
An Electric Lady.
Real talk.
We meant that shit. We meant that shit.
We was on one that night.
Oh, boy.
What y'all was talking about?
Boy, we's on one.
Yeah, tell us.
Enlighten.
Right.
How do you say it? Mouth stuff.
Well, listen.
I knew you weren't going to get it. It was about mouth stuff and the, you know, the girl.
Oh.
She was looking at the top of our head.
Oh. Y'all experienced something with the same girl?
What?
Wow.
Right. Man. How you get that from that?
I heard mouth.
See, that's Simone.
Yeah.
Oh.
The
cup is now that person.
That's a mother shit. You're a mother shit. Did you understand?
I did.
Explain to me what could I.
She gonna text you.
I'm sick of it. I'm over it. Y'all ain't gotta do it.
We over it. Yeah. You took that from that.
I'm a little confused. Which head?
Top of the head. Right. See?
Your head.
The top of our head.
Your head. Okay.
His chick was looking at the top of his head. My chick was looking at the top of my head. It's called a CAT scan.
Ain't said the same shit. Nothing like that.
It's a brain scan. I need to know, is my brain healthy?
What damn?
We know. It's all right.
Now, that's a good way to put that.
Yeah, that's a CAT scan. It's okay, Mocha.
And there we have it.
Just put your mind all in the gutter, don't mean that we trying to explain.
It's in the wrong gutter, though.
But the way y'all daffed each other up, like, you know what I'm saying?
Because we wrote the song together. Wait, because we wrote the song together,
we did a good job.
As a matter of fact, I got a picture of us in the studio writing this song.
Really?
It's 1999.
Real talk.
Yeah.
Real talk.
You can't tell your whole story behind a song sometimes. You know what I mean? You got to leave some shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, that wasn't the whole story.
Niggas be suing niggas these days, though. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep shit. You know what I mean?
I got a question then. So do you feel like, okay, so obviously when y'all came out in a generation where it was more lovey-dovey, I was waiting for the songs to come out. You know, I was like a toddler trying to wait for the songs to come out. Puppy love, you know. Do you feel like that is what we're going through this generation, that there are artists this generation that are like you guys?
That's a good question. But I'm going to tell the truth. Like, when we came out, you know what I mean? At least when I came out, Case came out a couple years before me, you know what I mean? But when I came out, you know, it was so dominated by Kells, you know what I mean? That everything seemed like it was all bump and grind. So our goal was like, how do we separate from that?
That was mine too.
Right.
That's why we started writing songs like Promise and Gotta Be and Let's Get Married, because we didn't want to fall in line with what was the popular thing at the time, which was, you know, sex music. You know what I'm saying? Love Kells, that's my guy.
Right.
That was my guy. I'm not gonna shit him just because he done been through.
Nah,
but
goat.
That nigga, you know what I mean? He was dominating the airwaves. Yeah. So we was like, how do we fit in this space without going down the same lane that he in? So that's why we started writing songs like that in the room.
Hmm. That was cute. You ever been to a Diddy party, you guys? Ever been to?
Yes.
I left
a few of them. But it wasn't no special shit.
Well, all the parties all the parties I went to was in clubs.
Come on, right? You know what I'm saying? Right.
You joke them out.
Come on, man.
Because you're being weird. It's cool, though. The parties you talking about was at the crib. Now, I tell you what about that. I went to high school with Pop.
But I ain't gonna lie, even the parties at the crib, it's still, you got to be there past a certain time.
And you know when to leave.
Into certain things. You know what I'm saying?
That's
another nigga. I ain't gonna, you know, that's my nigga. Like, I can't speak for everything he's done that I don't agree with, but I don't just shit on niggas because they get in trouble.
I don't fuck with
you. Know what I mean? We all grew up with many niggas who got in trouble. You can't just shit on niggas that got in trouble. I mean, so that was my guy. And I've been to a few of his parties, and like I said, they were just good parties. All the extra shit, I ain't see.
Yeah, I didn't see none of that.
You gotta want
to
see.
I've been to his crib, but not for parties. No, it's a real. Like, I've been over the nigga crib.
The parties in the club used to, he had
the
best.
Come on, man. Come on.
Was in the best. That's
the party. I used to go to that Diddy party back in the
day. Real talk. He had the best. In the crib, it was just, I'm at the nigga crib. We doing whatever we got to do that we need to do. But it wasn't the shit you got in your motherfucker.
I didn't even say nothing.
Yeah, your eyes said it.
It's your face.
Yeah.
I think I just got a face. You feel me?
Yeah.
I got a little character.
We all got a face.
Exactly. I got another question for you guys. Do you guys think...
What?
Do you guys think that being that you are R&B thugs.
Who said that? Who said that? No,
like, let me tell you, when I look at y'all, wait, y'all back, look at y'all, y'all,
back
y'all
like, wait, let's back that
y'all
up.
Y'all don't, they got this
earth. All right, so time out.
Like, y'all don't dress like Maxwell or Eric Benet. Y'all dress like
they got no tight jeans or a little.
So was they the only type of R&B niggas that it is?
But they were more stiff.
I got a bet on my face.
Niggas, I know this R&B. Like, I don't be knowing that image that people speak of about R&B. I don't know niggas like that.
But I can tell you, though. Yeah. Let me tell you, the fact that y'all say that is wrong. I'm going to tell you why. Because, no, I'm going to tell you why. David Ruffin and all them niggas was the thuggest niggas ever. And
they wore
and them niggas wore three-piece suits.
And I love it.
You already know. Come on,
right. I loved it. You can, I loved every
moment. You know what you sound like
me.
When you say that? You sound like the white
it.
People look at us in the hoodies and call us thugs. Right,
yeah. No.
Yeah, that's what it sound like.
That's what it sound like.
It shouldn't be like that.
I feel that's what you
think. The thing is, if I see you outside and I didn't know that you were R&B artist, I was like, okay, little rapper, what you gonna spit me some bars?
Listen,
okay,
and that's why I say,
the singers now.
I don't know niggas like that.
Now.
Like, literally, this is my blood cousin, right?
Facts.
We don't know niggas like who y'all be describing. Who was these niggas though?
Right.
I'm talking about the niggas on the other side of it. Who is these?
But with some of them, I ain't gonna say no name.
Well, I don't. Well, you know me. You know I'm very particular who I fuck with.
Real
so
talk.
I don't know them niggas.
I have a very particular brand of bullshit. Absolutely. So
I'm not crazy for saying that because you can be.
What does it mean, though?
You got a sofa like your R&B.
It was real Karen, what you said.
It's the silk shirt and Jerry Curl niggas. You know what you're talking about, right? Yeah. With the button all the way. Okay, I get it. Like, but we not them and we don't know them, though.
No. I've known them. And some of them was.
Name them niggas, bro. Come on.
I know, sir. I swore.
Please. I need you to call them guys out.
Nigga,
give us a roll of that.
This nigga used to tote you, but he had on the silk.
But he had a silk. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. So what you wear don't make you a thug. Right. Just like there's people. I got a better one for you. I got a homeboy.
Tell me.
That grew up in my hood. We at the club one night. He got on a suit, gaiters and everything. This dude was looking at his chain. This nigga said, this is why I hate dressing like this, because somebody always tried me and murdered me. He shot the shit out. He murdered nigga with like, because nigga was trying to rob him.
Right.
Yes.
So his clothes made him a thug. You can't, you going by how he look.
Thanks.
That's what Karens do. Damn. Damn, Lex.
And Simone.
Yeah.
It's the damn Lex.
Yeah.
It's the Simone for me.
Simone.
They ain't even checking with Simone.
It's the Karen for me.
No, but look, it's crazy because it's a little story going around on YouTube and shit about Genuine. Mm. About how he two-pieced the NBA nigga who was trying. but that's the Genuine I know. Like, G cool as fuck, but try that nigga if you want to.
Yeah, we not like
you're
that.
You're gonna get fucked up by a dancing ass nigga. Like, for real. I'm just being real.
If I see the nigga hit the pony and two-piece the nigga, I'm gonna fall out.
Listen, go find it. Listen.
Me too.
Matter of fact, Gilbert Arenas was talking about on his podcast, right? How he was in the club with Genuine. Mm-hmm. I forgot what the little altercation was, but the NBA nigga tried him, and he two-pieced that nigga, and the nigga didn't want no more. He didn't want no more problems. Listen, I done been with G before. Listen.
Getting this, rolling.
That ain't that nigga, though.
That's a distraction, nigga.
Really? I love him even more now.
It's on Gilbert Arena shit. What's the name of their podcast?
I don't know.
No Jumper. Is it no? No chill.
That's
no,
your
yeah,
you
know,
jump.
That's not what I meant.
No jumper. It is what you meant.
But I'm just saying, like,
not now.
That's the G that I know. Like,
no, that's not what I meant, though. I promise you.
I'll get you with that.
No, if I meant that, I'd have said that. That's not what I meant.
So wait, what did Genuine do? Who did he two piece?
Some NBA nigga. Watch Gilbert Arenas tell the story. You know what I'm saying? And it was crazy. Like, even if you look at G, Trey, Chris, so I'm just from the same little area.
Yeah.
And for what I know of them three, this not what you want. Like, for real.
I know they area ain't what you want.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not what you want. But niggas view Genuine like this, you know. Nah, niggas don't be like that, man. I don't know niggas like.
But that don't make niggas thugs, though, just because of how we look.
Because you a man. Because you defend yourself like you try me, I'm going to respond like a man. How that make me a thug? How that make me an R&B thug?
Right.
Like, in the future, R&B niggas hate that term.
Can I say something? Bro, you fucking spaz on me. It's a fucking compliment for me to you.
And I hope they burn in hell. Yeah, nigga.
To me, I think it's a compliment because
that says a lot about you.
I mean, maybe I'm a little off, but my thing is, I like how y'all dress, but y'all, like, if I see you more urban, more hip, more down, I'm not gonna think y'all niggas sing. I was like, nigga, God, go spit me some more.
Right, like,
don't do that.
And she done known me. Come on, you done know.
It's been going on for decades, like 30 years. R&B people be dressing like this. You should be over that. You should be more upset when you see a nigga with a pink suit.
Listen, come on.
At this point.
That's where the question should start.
Changed a long time ago.
Preach.
Why y'all act like that?
I mean, but also, we come out of hip hop, man. Mm-hmm. Our age is pretty much the same. Like,
yeah, when we came out, that was around the same time when hip hop and R&B was coming together.
Exactly.
Thanks. I got a question.
Well,
you got a lot of questions.
That's weird.
Let me ask your question first, guys.
I got a question.
You got it.
No.
No, you got
it. I don't. Go ahead. No. Keep going. So, look. Question from Rochelle, Twitter, 22122.
Let's go, Rochelle.
Oh, this shit you just made up?
I don't have my phone. I need my phone so I can get to any questions. You do? So pass me that. I'm going to do it. Okay. How do you... No, we did that one. Have you used your R&B artist swag?
Oh, okay.
Your in thug body to your advantage for dating.
Here we go with this word.
Then what they said, I'm just saying what the people.
Your in thug body.
Basically, the question was,
now, how many all of them?
Nah.
To get women.
Was way more characters than Twitter guy.
It was us.
What's up? So you we want to know.
All right, who going first? Because
have you used it?
Right?
I was this way before I got a record deal.
So basically, the question is, have you ever used the fact that you're an R&B artist? So have you ever used the fact that you're an R&B artist to your advantage to date women? It could be, let me give you some examples. It could be somebody DM you respond to them. It could be that they know who you are, you know they know who you are, so you gonna play them however you can play them in a circle and flip them and dip them in whatever you wanna do. You already know what it's about. Or it could be that, you know, it could be whatever you want it to be. It could be.
Like me after they get to,
Look, y'all, you're killing me. So listen, it could be an athlete. It could be a WNBA girl who. Who did? Listen, I'm just making a point.
I was wondering that too, yo.
Maybe.
The point is, it can be somebody who's a pro or they're a pro in what they do and you're a pro in what you do.
Oh, I know some pros at what they do.
You know they hit you. Are you how many times has this happened? Do you let it happen? Do you respond? What do you do?
This is where I plead the fifth. They got this one.
What? No, I needed your answer.
I'm out of this one, man. I'm out of this one. I don't do all that.
That's a broad question, though. You asked a lot.
However you want to answer it.
Well, I've always been me. So, no. Even when I was in high school, outside the project, people, I heard you could. Nah, I was broke as hell. They wasn't after me. But you know what they would? They'd be like, no, I'm going to be real. They'd be like, I heard you could sing. Word. It was one time the baddest chick in town. And she was older than me, too. She was a... But she was like, I heard you that little boy that be singing. Sing for me. Man. I sang my ass off in front of the... Boy, oh boy. And she knows who she is. And they got with upstairs that night. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Yeah, what you looking for?
Yeah. So it's less about... being a, what's your term? R&B thug.
Right.
It's more about us being real and us knowing how to sing. Because girls like niggas, they know how to sing.
Yeah.
Think about back in the days, they used to stand on the corner and sing.
Real talk.
And it was so gangster that four other niggas would be out there singing backup and they wasn't even getting no ass.
Come on.
Chick.
It was just like, happy to be there.
Yeah.
What's your story, cuz?
I mean, I never really, I'm not really the... I'm not really the aggressor, you know what I'm saying? I don't really approach
them
like that.
Sit back and get it.
Yeah. If they
he went to rappers, like,
told you, bye-bye, baby. Like, still got me hooked 14 years later. I don't even know what was going on.
It was crazy.
I was, like you said, like, I wanted to rap. I didn't want to sing. I sang in church because my mom was like, nigga, you come in and sing
come
in church.
Come on, man. Mine too, we know.
Yeah, you know what's happening. So, yeah, it's... yeah, period.
You can sing or not.
I'm going to take this belt off quick in a bit.
Come on.
That way, yeah. That's that.
Speeches and sing a song.
Yeah. So
I was going to make some sound.
Period.
Make a joyful noise.
I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Women like guys that can sing.
Definitely.
So, you know.
I'm be honest, though.
I don't know if I used it. I can't.
Sung your way out of something?
You used it.
There we go.
Listen, when I was in high school, me and my brother, we was more known as athletes. Nobody even knew we could sing.
Really?
I seen a basketball, football, right?
Yeah.
I seen a nigga in the mall, like, once our record came out, who I went to school. He was like, man, I would have thought I'd see y'all in the league or something, not on BET.
Oh, shit. Wow.
Because niggas never knew we could sing. You know, so we didn't walk around singing. Like, we We was in a group since we was 14, but nobody knew that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Since I was a little kid.
We never did that shit nowhere.
you
might have called it a talent show or something, but not at all.
It's way worse. He sing like he on stage. I just be singing to myself.
Yeah.
This thing, my daughter of it, because my pops just passed.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, Pop used to, we was walking in this store, and he was just singing loud like he was on stage, and I was so embarrassed. That nigga sing like he on stage anywhere.
I love it.
Yeah. Nah, you ain't love when you're a little kid. I'm like, a nigga, they looking at us.
Let him perform.
Yeah, I used to hide it. When at home, I would hide it.
Me too, like.
Yeah, I can see that, yeah.
Then I got kicked out. And I moved down here, and I went to Riverdale for a couple of years. I went to Riverdale High School for like a year.
Southside?
I used to sing there.
Yeah.
I used to just be in the hall. They made me a fucking hall monitor or safety marshal.
B, I thought I was a rapper.
They played me because I was a new kid.
Yeah, that's
what I just be in a fucking, I got to go check on the door. I be in that.
I'm on anyway.
I be singing to the top of my lungs. Marvin Gaye, Prince, all that shit.
I was trash as a rapper.
Yeah, I was too, same.
Nah, I bet you I was worse.
Hell no.
What?
I guarantee you, as a rapper, I was a rapper at first.
Oh.
B, I used to record. Let me tell you, I recorded on my tape thing. Sade's beat that. I'll never let you down. And I rapped to the shit. My name was C Smooth.
Horrible rap now. Let's go. Come on.
And the name of the song I wrote was The King of the Sound. That shit was garbage. That shit was trash.
Nigga, look, the name of our group, we used to rap too, right? The name of our group was like, we sang and rap, right? We was like on some Bone
Thugs. Y'all was on some Drake shit.
The name of our group was Twin AK.
Twin
AK.
Get out of my face.
Yeah, that was
right. Get out of here.
There's
right
my
now.
First
Twin AK.
Twin AK is on here.
I still got the pictures and everything.
Shut up, baby. Please post those.
Oh, I didn't have that shit never made it out of my bedroom.
Listen, we believe that shit too. Yeah.
Never gonna forget that.
But I'm battling all rap. Well, not me, C Smooth is. We can
battle. Oh. So hold on. So y'all judge me for saying y'all were R&B thug, but y'all always rapping. At some point.
I mean, but like you said, that's the era we grew up in, though. That don't make you like, you know what I'm saying?
You're too old to be calling black men thugs.
All right.
Beloved. You're too old for that. You know what the times you live in. Who taught you to hate yourself?
Why did he act like that?
That's what I'm saying.
What is wrong with you?
That's what we've been needing to show for 20 years.
Bro, for real, bro.
Like, you get on the platform and you call your brothers thugs?
Oh,
no.
I was waiting on you to say it.
You need to be quiet. Oh, no, Mr. Wilder. That's the best interview ever. Be quiet.
But it ain't like, it's not, you know, directed towards you. People say shit all the time. Like, they'd be like, bro, what are you talking about? I'm just me. Yeah, like, I'm not trying to be nothing but me. You know what I mean? Like, put that in whatever category you want to, but that's all I'm
saying. 30 years ago. Yeah, I can see. Yeah. I remember somebody came up to me. I was with my moms. We just got out of church. Ran into somebody from school. So I'm trying to shoo him away because my mom's just
there. Know everything you're doing in school.
Oh, damn. He said, and this is long before Tupac and shit. He goes, so you still a thug? I'm like, damn.
Yeah, I'm not a thug.
And back then, that was a bad. I'm like,
shut up.
We got home, so why he call you a thug? I don't know.
I don't know what that man talking about.
First of all, he smoked crack. Crack wasn't even out yet. Wait, crack wasn't out yet. Mama, he smoked crack.
He's a crack.
What's crack? You hear about it.
You hear about it.
You hear about it. He started that shit. He the first one to have that.
Now?
I didn't have a voice for the rap shit, so I would write raps with my homeboy. I had good raps.
Mm.
But when I said them, they sounded like trash.
So my raps is trash. And to this day, if I try to... Now, I could rap anybody else shit,
yeah.
But I had somebody write a rap for me to do on a song, it still sound like I'm singing. I got to hear a rapper do it, and then I can mimic it. But even rapping, it still sound like singing. I'm like, this is fucking terrible.
Like she said, we was kind of on some, like, you know, Bone shit. I guess you would say Dre shit now.
Yeah.
So our shit still had melody in it, but the lyrics was just a little, like, this is a funny thing. Like, my mama heard us sing a song one day, and she walked in the room, and when she walked in the room, she was like, and this is when we started changing how we wrote. She said, if y'all got to change what you singing, because I'm in the crowd or I'm, then you singing the wrong shit.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's when we started changing how we wrote and what we was doing. You know what I'm
saying? And the opposite of that, I remember I was in I was writing for Uptown Records for this dude, Nesto.
Mm-hmm.
And James Jones, I don't know, you know James.
Yeah. Bajie, yeah, yeah.
He was like, yo, you got to hear this new nigga TQ. He from LA. He played all them joints. I was like, he's like, it's like a rapper singing. I was like, this nigga's dope. Why didn't I think of that, nigga?
Wait, I'm going to tell you the crazy shit, though, about me and him, though, right? Because, like, we like, you know, this is my blood, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you know how you got cousins around the country, you don't know them until, or you know of them, but you ain't never met them, right?
Right.
JD played me his shit, yeah. Right? Right, we was about to start filming our videos and shit. He's like, I want y'all to see something, right? Because he was one of the main ones who was like, y'all need to sing that Love shit. That's the, like, girls, okay, cool, right? So he played us this nigga shit. Like, why you want to sing Love shit? He showed us the video, Bye Bye Baby, right?
Like, we can do that?
Thank you.
I'm not even knowing this is my cousin yet. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm like, this nigga, what the fuck is that, bro?
I heard that. Yeah. I was like, why the fuck ain't
you? Because back then, we was working on a demo. It was like, and my homeboy said it's on TV so I could see it now. Because I'm like, nigga, why you say that? But we would be working on our demo at Chung King in New York.
Yeah.
You'd be like, yo, we got like an hour break. We'd go outside and rob somebody and come back to the studio.
What type of life was you living?
It worked.
Yeah. No, because then they'd be like, okay, sing about love. And then he'd play. I'm like, why can't do that?
Listen, bro.
I'm like, why I ain't think of that?
And that's what's funny, because like he used him as an example, because he was like, you know, y'all niggas want to, like, man, y'all need to do that love shit. Like, he like, this shit fly as fuck. He's like, but niggas ain't going to play this shit. And he know, like, he had to go through that. One of the dopest videos you ever seen, but
yes.
BET wasn't going to play that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Real talk.
But they play Joke of the Bell Bondsman.
You know what I'm saying?
But they play Joke of the Bell Bondsman.
I personally like Daily. That's the song that I like. I'm a Daily.
You go through your comments on that video, people calling you a legend. Like, real talk. Like, real talk. That song, nobody was talking about that 14 years ago.
Right.
It was no videos about the girlfriend. Girlfriend always thinks she's exempt. No, busy. You was the target. Look, whoa.
Look, even the way he rep, even the way he rep West Side on that West Side, because everybody got a chance. But still, though, wasn't no R&B niggas doing that. It wasn't nobody. Damn near that part wasn't nobody but damn near Death Row doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. And it was rough, man. Like, I wasn't, like, when I finally came out, what, that was like the third label? Everybody was telling me no.
Right.
Everybody's like,
I wouldn't know they was, too.
The first label, it wasn't RCA, it was Atlantic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
James played it for me, yeah, and exactly. It was like 1991.
Real talk. Yep. So, like, I had that album written already. Yeah. People was like, nah, ain't nobody gonna play this, ain't nobody gonna play this. But
that
all the West Coast
was,
people, all the niggas
fuck,
in the Bay and Quick and
that
all
that shit
like,
was hard as fuck.
Real,
fuck
real.
Me and Quick talked about it in Detroit one night, yeah.
He was like, man, nah, I ain't gonna put this shit out, let's go. So,
listen, yeah. Bro, that shit was.
So, I got a question.
What about the basketball thugs? Let's talk about that.
Wow. What basketball thugs? You funny. What's wrong with him?
What's the nigga?
I don't know. What's he pushing
up? Wasn't the nigga that cheerleader in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Never played basketball.
The nigga that pulled the gun on Gilbert Arena. That nigga, he killed somebody.
That was my friend.
Okay, well, then why you say who? So why you say who?
I don't know.
Let's talk about the basketball thugs.
I don't know what you're talking about.
OJ used to play basketball a little bit.
Who?
OJ, he wasn't that good. But...
OJ. I
can't listen.
See how that feels?
No.
Right.
Yeah. This is you. I'm holding the mirror up to you. I'm holding up a mirror to you. Yeah, do better.
Oh, nigga, R&B thug. As soon as the show starts.
It's a compliment.
Immediately.
As soon. 5-4-3-2-1. Oh, hey, R&B thug. 5-4-3.
So these niggas steal.
Really?
Yeah. You just came out of nowhere. We like basketball thug.
No, you don't. Give me an example.
Huh? Or what if we said? Oh, you can't say that nowadays, okay?
No, please don't say it.
I'm not going to promise you.
All them basketball thugs, my partner too, she know.
Yeah.
You got to let them niggas live, man.
What about the WNBA thugs?
I can't, listen, I don't know what you're trying to insinuate there. I don't
know.
Hard five.
Listen. I don't know. You know what you're saying? I'm retired.
Okay,
you know?
What about when you played? You was a basketball thug.
That's right. What's the question you got for me?
And she was to play with all niggas, trust me. Like, off season, she was not playing with no girls. She playing with all niggas.
Was
my
question king?
Oh, ooh. Now I'm king. I was a thug a minute ago. I was a thug a minute ago.
What's your question?
Well, can I just be a Lion King? Nigga, I was a thug a minute ago.
How do you act like?
You about to start calling me colored or some shit.
Oh, my God. I forgot my
question. One step away.
What was my original question? Okay, I forgot it. I don't even remember.
You forget her question.
Something's wrong with him. Okay, I'm trying to keep
okay.
It. I'm
I got
sorry.
It.
I'm trying.
My bad. Okay,
what was the question? I lost it.
What? Find it.
I can't.
You can do it. You can.
That nigga Case been doing that shit to women.
Man, come on, man. Come on.
Why he smiling? Because nigga sneaky.
I just do me.
I just do me.
I've never seen that. Whoa. I'm out.
This is why. Why did you put me next to you? Because you know I'm going to bust out the whole time.
All right, come on. What's our next question? What's our next topic? Come on.
Dang, you fucked me up. Let's see. Actually, I'm going to let Ashley ask her question.
No, don't put it up on Ashley.
You asked my question.
No, you tell them what you're going to ask them.
She asked.
I got the text message.
What was it?
And I don't remember it either.
That's it.
And you have... I sent you out a question.
Okay, so look. I need an answer for everybody, including you, Miss Queen Ashley.
We're going to start with Ashley this time.
Yeah, let's start with
Yeah, that sounds good.
Because I'm sick of you just chiming in with what they talking about, and he chiming on you, and you chiming on what he's saying.
Mutiny!
They doing blood shit over here. That shit throw me crazy. Okay.
It's fucking anarchy over here. No, like, for
let's
real.
Go.
In a relationship.
Uh-oh.
What does love look like to you?
Oh, shit. That's a hell of a question. God,
one.
Put him in this.
No, I'm listening. Hold on.
I'm putting it down.
No, you put it down. I get it up. What's happening? If we talk about relationships, goddamn.
In a relationship, what does love look like to me? Okay, that could be with a man or a woman, whether it's a friendship or a relationship.
No, she mean a relationship.
I want a relationship because you threw me off with that one. Okay, go ahead.
So.
Now I got questions too, but go ahead.
No, not like that.
No, it's far too late.
Shut your ass up.
I will.
But no, I don't know. I'm single, so, I mean, but I want someone who's caring, who's loving, who is my friend.
Describe a perfect date for you.
Perfect date for me? Full of jokes, laughter, good food, and a good time. No specific destination. No actual plans.
No Cheesecake Factory.
I was about to say, can we go to the Cheesecake Factory? I'm like a Grand Lux.
I don't know. I just want to get with the person and vibe, and we just go from there.
Go to Houston and get one of them Hawaiian steaks.
I'm simple.
I like that. It's perfect. Your turn.
Boom.
Why are you looking me up and down like I'm small?
Yeah.
A perfect date? Well, y'all already know, I joke around all the time. I like to have fun. I like everybody around me to have fun. And just be real. But I have a specific destination, though, if it's going to be a perfect date.
Okay.
Yeah.
Walk me through it. Date with Case. Boom.
Nah, ain't no walking. You will get some rest.
That's perfect date.
This fair, right?
What I'm saying.
Okay. We're listening.
Okay, let's go. We're on a date with Case. What are we doing?
We?
I mean, we.
No, I need to know. Because that's important.
Just a date.
Is it we or is it?
Female. What are you? You and a female on a date.
We just got an impossibility, so then you got to know.
That's why I need
to know. Why you going to put it on me? Look.
Dig it. You got to dig the hole. We going down the line.
Already.
The line is still going.
The hole was dug.
Because you got to answer it, too.
Yeah.
Okay, and we on here right now. So.
I love the movies. Unless it's bullshit. So
like, okay.
We go to movies to go get something to eat. We go chill out, have some drinks, laugh a joke. I try to make you laugh. If you don't laugh, then you probably like a little bit dead. I know you're going to pretend you want to go home. So I'm going to be like, I'm about to take you home. And then, and then we wake up in the morning and we laugh about last night.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Hey, sounds good to me, bro.
If I go to sleep.
If.
Ryan?
No, you.
Yeah. Oh, man, Big you. Lex, what's your perfect day, baby?
She need a drink for that.
Ooh.
And that was a punk-ass sip you just took.
I know, it was the baby sip.
Did
baby
you see
shark.
It?
She really didn't drink.
Okay, a perfect date for me. It would have to really be on a Wednesday or a Thursday because R&B, we got to go out one of them nights. R&B, Wednesday, Thursday. Either we going to Brian's spot, tell him, B, or plug me in, B. We got to plug me in.
Benny, every Thursday night, R&B night. We up to 2 a.m.
It's going to be a good time.
It is going to be a vibe. And B going to look out.
She's trying to stall. So
okay.
You think anybody catch that, huh? You try to stall. You ain't got
it. We got it, yeah. Goodbye. Good plug.
Going to butter the biscuit on one side.
She thought you going to forget.
A perfect date for me. I ain't gonna cap on you, movies. I like movies. I'm really a Tubi type of chick. It sounds crazy, but I want to sit on. He looked at me and laughed like, hold on.
It be so funny.
Good information. I'm just, come on.
I ain't gonna cap on you. I'm a Tubi chick. So look, I feel like Netflix, they doing too much. So Tubi, the crazy thing with Tubi is they got the best storylines. Okay, the acting.
The best?
I don't even worry about the camera shaking.
The storylines go.
The camera shaking. Shaking with that motherfucker.
Sometimes
like, damn, that part was good. I don't care.
Y'all gonna let me tell my story? Y'all gonna tell
okay,
me?
Okay.
Okay, cool. Right. So, Tubi, I'm a Tubi chick. We on the couch watching the Tubi movie. And because of whatever, let's say we ran through Tubi already, we might go to the movies. Okay, boom. Then the next thing we gonna go to, I wanna go to R&B, you know, karaoke, my life mm-hmm. out.
Yes.
And then, to me, honestly, it sounds crazy, but that's a perfect date for me. And then if we get food, cool. If we don't, but you find someone's character in moments like that. Because I know I can't sing, but bitch, I'm a singer. You know what I'm saying? With the liquor. But the thing is, like, those R&B songs, they really make you feel some type of way. It make you dream when you go to sleep at night.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
I ain't gonna cap on you. So
you can imagine a whole life from one good song.
It's Tubi. Tubi. If we don't have more... That's never happened. Right. We over Tubi, we gonna go...
We're not the one.
Yeah, I need it. I need that. Nigga,
what?
I've never had a dream from R&B.
They hate on us. Did you say you can dream?
First of all, you ain't the one receiving the gift. You the one singing the gift. So the point is, if you singing the gift,
we're receiving,
and we're receiving what you saying, my nigga. I'm going to bed. I done watched Tubi. A nigga done died. Nigga done died. She was loyal. Man, what? Fucking die loyal.
I see you dodge the bullet like
damn, dude. Dodge the bullet. Well,
Dodge the bullet. She didn't even die. She didn't even die.
You know,
she didn't even die. Now she in a hospital. And now you gotta meet her at the altar. God damn. Yeah.
Nah.
Something with Erica Mena in that motherfucker.
You know what?
Shout out to Erica Mena. No, I'm just saying, because look, she had like two, three, I watched like three of them motherfuckers in one day. Like,
I bet two, two people.
And she ain't that bad.
Listen, you were real. If you really into Tubi, it's like five of the same people. They look, NBA, I know where you at. Listen, they all on the same ones because they got them contracts going crazy. The point is, nice dinner. If you don't want the dinner, look, Uber Eats. Let's watch a Tubi movie. And then look, let's go get dressed up. Go to R&B Vanity.
Ooh, have a
kick it with my twins. We outside.
That shit sounds good.
Yeah, that's fun, right, man.
I don't go to whiskey.
Are you inviting me on a date? That shit sounds good.
I ain't gonna cap on you though, but that is a perfect date to me. And then
I love that.
And then I say, look, don't judge me because I'm drinking liquor when I'm out. Don't judge me, nigga. We gonna have a good time. We gonna go home. We gonna do what we do. We gonna chill.
Simone gonna be out in that
moment. Simone came to the party. Yeah.
Simone would need to go to church
when
in
you
the
arrive.
Simone, like, I'll be back.
No, look, Simone will go to church that night on your ass.
Tell you know,
you same night.
Simone gonna get blocked.
I'm bringing my God into this. You know what I'm saying? See, y'all was something new.
I think that's the perfect date.
That's an amazing day. Let me tell you, you're gonna wake up.
You thought yours was the perfect date.
Mine was the
you
best day.
Real fast. I don't know.
I mean, for me, like, man. All of that, like, long as it ain't no arguments, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm willing to take in what it is, some of what you want to do, long as you take in some of what I want to do.
I love that.
You know what I mean? Let's go half on the idea, not the money.
Give me some
Let's
shame.
Let's go half on the
like
idea.
That.
Whatever you want to do, mix that with what I want to do, no arguments. Go home and do what we do. That's a great night, you know what I mean? Simple. I'm a simple nigga, like, for real. Not simple as in dumb, but simple as in... You know, it don't take that much for me.
That's right. Like me. I'm not like I'm it. Not dumb. I'm stupid.
You know
No, there's a difference. There's a difference. No, there's a difference. Cause dumb niggas don't know no better. Stupid niggas know better and do it anyway. And that's what makes me fun. And that's what makes me. That's what makes me fun. Cause I do it anyway.
That makes big sense.
That makes so much
sense. This nigga's stupid. This nigga's stupid.
100. But I'm aware that I'm doing it. I just don't give a fuck. I'm a rock star.
Say.
You're a rock star.
I'm a rock star.
Like.
Man, listen.
California thug. Let's go.
There you go.
Right,
No, for real though, I am very much California individual.
That's a fact.
I want to be in Santa Monica. I want to go to the Water Grill. I want to eat a crab and some oysters. I want to go smoke some weed. I want to go to the beach. After that,
that's cute. It,
everything should be.
It's gonna work. Hell yeah, it's gonna work.
Hold on. See them Cali. Hold on. Let me stop everybody because I don't like that. Because the Cali, you just threw me some space. Listen, give me a date with TQ. Ready, set, go. Boom.
I just did.
No, that nigga, you told us.
It's called listening.
No.
Okay. All right.
The date. Somebody that's gonna listen.
No. He know what I'm asking. Yeah, don't do that. Yeah. Don't do that. That's don't do that. Want. Don't do that.
We as men, that's what we want.
He said, go to the beach, smoke some weed.
What else he said? He said we wanted to eat.
Go eat, chill out. All right, we go home. Bye.
Let him give me the date, cause y'all full of shit. No, stop it.
Assuming we in California Simone. Somewhere.
She's
here. TV on. She tripping.
Brenda. She's here.
And Brenda got a baby.
And her name is Simone.
Yeah.
Brenda. Gotta
stop. You can make me snort.
Yeah. Stop.
That's what she said. She about to snort again.
Get a show, he gonna be rich. You need to be the new Merv Griffin, nigga.
Carson. Yeah.
Merv Griffin.
Are you gonna listen this time? I'm just asking.
Assuming I'm at home. I want to be by the beach.
Right.
You gonna love the beach.
See, we ain't got that here, so you.
That's why.
Yeah, you got one.
We got Savannah.
Ain't nobody gonna drive to Savannah for no goddamn day.
By the time you get there, you sleep. Everybody sleep. Right.
Then we gotta go back. What we doing? We just staying in Savannah? I don't know.
I want to stay on Tybee Island.
Okay, well, you know, I've been. That's nice.
It's cute. Yeah, it's very cute. See, how y'all just shut the fuck up real quick?
I'm sorry. I ain't think about
that. Dang, y'all ain't romantic, man. Ain't that what y'all saying? Don't y'all seen that shit?
Well, I don't go there when I'm trying to be romantic. There's other places to go besides.
I swear I never thought about going to Tybee Island when I wanted to.
But it is nice, though. It is nice.
But I will go.
I went to Maui on a date. Don't tell me I ain't romantic.
You know what I mean?
Come on,
man.
There you go.
First of all, that's not none of your business. But we still cool to this day. And that was in 2000. That was the day Darryl Earnhardt.
Me remember that shit.
Hell yeah. So does she.
Best she do.
Boy, oh boy. We went to Maui.
All right, next question.
No. I went on a TQ date. Oh, he had to walk me through it.
He told you twice. How many times you going to go on this man's date without giving him?
Y'all cut him off on his date description and y'all ran off with.
You want him to take you on a date is what you're trying to say, right?
That's what I'm getting. This is your third date and you still got that sweatshirt on.
It's the third date.
It's the third date. Like, what you trying to do here? My nigga got shit to do. Bye bye, baby. I can't believe it. This is the third date. Straight like that.
Come on, what's the next question, man? Fuck with you. What's next? Come on.
First of all, I stopped laughing at this nigga. He just talking.
They laughing with me.
So listen. Do you believe? Here he go. Put it down.
All right, come on.
Do you believe in bro code and girl code? Yeah. And what does that mean to you? I'll start with you, Queen.
I definitely believe in girl code.
Okay, and what's girl code to you?
I mean, girl code is simple. If I know something is going on, I know not to touch that situation. Or if I'm dealing with someone and I know he's dealing with someone else, I'm going to tell that other girl, like, hey, this is what I'm doing.
That's your friend?
Yes. Damn, right.
That's me.
So that's a girl code?
I don't like
you didn't hear what she
like
said.
That's evidence to me.
No. If she is someone that I consider a friend.
Oh, a friend. All right.
Or someone that I associate myself with and within my circle, or I see her from time to time, I need to.
Or you see her from time to time?
Yeah, I need to let her know.
You making this real, bro?
I don't want to go to an event and see her.
Wider and wider.
Knowing that I'm with somebody that she's dealing with.
So what if it's. What if, wait. What if both girls involved is both your friends? What you do with that?
It's not going to be both girls.
No, I'm just saying, but let's say it is, though.
Well, at least I'm just going to be honest and let them know I'm dealing with somebody.
No, but I'm saying, like, if you see one girl you know fucking with a nigga, right? And she fucking with a nigga that's your other homegirl, do you get in the middle of that? How you do?
No, I'm not getting in the middle. I'm only worried about the man that I'm dealing with.
Do you
I'm only worried about who I'm dealing with. I'm not worried about who everybody else dealing with. That ain't none of my business. I'm sorry if I'm that close.
Oh, so you're not no snitch.
But I ain't saying
so you're not no snitch.
That. I'm not no snitch.
Okay.
It's just when I was worried, let me fix this shit right now. Because I don't tell you shit about no listen. Whoever I'm dealing with, if it's anybody in my vicinity that I consider a real friend, or if we're working together, it's any type of a business relationship, right. I'm going to let you know what's going on.
Right,
only because it's out of respect.
Right. I get it.
It's simple in that.
Business relationship.
I mean, in this industry, I just got to keep it real. You know, in the entertainment industry, we go to the same parties. Right. Everybody's around the same people.
Business.
You never know who's dealing with who.
It's business.
And I prefer to know.
It's business.
Rather than coming up, high-fiving, sitting down, having drinks, having conversations with somebody who's sleeping with somebody I potentially might want to be with.
Where's your spirit of competition?
I mean, I don't really get it. That means nothing to me.
Oh, I'm just asking.
Because at the end of the day, all of that fades. So
your competition fades?
No, that.
No, the fuck it don't?
Yes, it does.
You better ask somebody.
No, it does.
I got videos.
I don't care, but that'll fade.
And I'm old. Everything fades.
Yeah, so I'm not really worried about the competition like that. I just want to be honest. So I can feel good about doing what I'm doing.
Because it's like with me, like, I would want to know. But I never be the nigga to tell somebody else either, though. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like,
I hate to be that nigga, but I do feel messy.
Like, you like to be.
I hate to be that nigga, but I'm like, damn, I hate to tell you. But I don't love it, I don't know. I gotta tell you.
I feel like if a nigga supposed to know, he gonna know. That ain't my job. I stay out of people's.
Let me give you an example.
If I'm supposed to know, I'm gonna know.
I was on a reality show back in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a particular situation on Ready to Love.
She wasn't ready.
I was Ready to Love. I found love on Ready to Love. I'm not married because he wasn't ready to love.
That part.
Tell that nigga shit.
We not even giving him the camera.
My damn self.
We finna shoot. Anyway, so we go fast forward.
It was a situation
where if I knew that I met somebody and hung out with somebody before and I saw that my sis was interested, I wanted to let her know.
Right.
Like, hey, sis, it was a history with us and I really fuck with you and I love where we are and I just need you to know where that, you know. I'm not the type to smile in your face knowing that I had interaction with somebody that you're dealing with. I'm not shiesty at all and I'm never going to be that type of girl. My conscience really fucks with me. So I like to be honest with people when I'm dealing with people that I care about.
That's good shit.
So, your turn. Since you got so much to say about my shit.
Hey, we could piss
your turn. Do you got bro code? Like, the fuck? Or no?
Oh, yeah, I got bro code. For sure.
Oh, okay. Like, what instances?
We all grown men.
Mm-hmm.
What you do ain't my business. Oh. I might see it and feel it, sir. As long as you ain't fucking with no underage people or beating up women, ain't my business. If you cheating on your girl, that's between you and your girl.
Right. That's a fact.
And if she asks me, you need to talk to your girl about why she asking me questions.
Yes.
Why is your woman questioning me?
You ain't got your shit handled the right way.
Because I already know that y'all got girl code, whether y'all say it or not.
Right.
Y'all ain't going to tell on each other.
Y'all got bro code.
I just said that. I just said that out loud.
So that means you tell me if you was dating... Okay, if I was dating your best friend,
mm-hmm.
or fuck it, if I was married to your best friend...
Mm-hmm.
Your best friend was out doing what he's doing. You'll never tell me. You come to my house, eat my food, you kick it.
Wait. So it's his best friend, but y'all ain't friends? Or y'all friends?
He's best friends with my husband, so he's always around.
Listen, that's one degree of separation.
That cold is going to be right there. You'll never tell me nothing.
I'm not even talking to you about nothing.
You already know.
First of all, I'm never having a conversation with you without him around.
I love that.
I'm not coming to your house.
I wish more men understood this, because I'm not
coming inside your house if you're not there.
First of all, we ain't say that.
No, I said that.
He said no conversation with you at all.
If he's not there, I'm not coming inside your house.
So he's there. He's there. We're having conversations.
Right.
We are interactive friend groups. We take trips together, which you haven't told me.
The most I would do.
The question is, would you tell me?
The answer is no. I asked that a long time ago. But I will say this. In certain situations, I'll be like, yo, dog, you might need to tell her. I might try to
talk to him instead of me.
There you go.
cool.
Look like Sammy the Bull. You know who does
don't
shit
shoot
like
the messenger?
No, no, no. You know who does shit like that? Niggas that's trying to fuck with your chick.
Period.
That's the niggas that do that.
And that's every instance I've been in like that, that's always exactly. the case.
But yet you just, right. no, leave my name out of it.
A nigga ain't got nothing to say unless he want to fuck. That's a fact.
Fuck, it is not.
Not the case.
Honestly.
Nigga, no man.
Give us your, what's your girl code shit? Let's go.
Go. Let's go, sis.
You look like you tell.
Tell me, ASAP,
yeah.
sister.
Yeah, she'll blame it on me.
This one ain't it, sis.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that was a drunk text. No, nigga, that was a fucking test to keep testifying.
You took if you go to church on Tuesday and Saturday, you're going to tell everything. Everything. You're tell it.
No, you left out part. She go to church. Three times on Saturday. What the fuck did you do that you trying to get?
No, but don't let her off. Come on, what is it? Come on, let her know.
That's crazy. No. You know, my mother, yeah, okay.
The people's want to know.
So I'm just going to be very hypothetical.
No, you're going to tell us.
I'm going to tell you my answer, but I'm going to be very, very, whatever. My thing is this. I feel like there is a girl and guy code. In my situation, personally, I'm more of a guy code than girl code because most of my friends is guys.
That's true.
100%. I do too much business with guys. I played in the league. I played overseas. I got contracts with NBA guys. I got contracts with everybody. You know what I'm saying? So most of the people I gravitate to are men. And anybody that's close to me will tell you this, and they will tell you who I am. Like, I might be with the guys more than the girls. Now, if it's a girl situation, I could give you 5 people on one hand, including you, that I consider my friends. So the only guy or girl code
I'm... So what would you do if it was her?
Right. Fact. So if it's a girl, so right now, let me get it to you. So that's I'm gonna give you 2 scenarios, and I told her this earlier today.
This is a great question.
So if it's a girl situation and she's in my circle of 5, nigga, I'm telling her, hey, he off limits. You can't fuck with him, or you know what? I don't give a fuck about him. You do what you want.
Period.
No cap or nick.
But see, when girls do that though,
okay, hold on, I ain't done. No cap or nick. Now on the flip side. I told you most of my friends are guys. I personally feel, and I was saying this earlier, and somebody can stop me if I'm wrong, I feel like if I've never slept with someone, if I've never crossed those lines, it ain't no business to tell.
Period.
I don't give a fuck if I kick it with you, hang out with you, I love you, I like you, but until those lines cross, I'm not exchanging. I don't care if y'all know each other. The point is, ain't no lines crossed. We could have just been friends. This shit didn't work out.
Come on.
I feel like you shoot yourself in the foot when you tell too much.
When you talk too much, that's a fact.
So you can call it secretive, you can call it what you want, but if it's someone that I think they kind of know each other, I'm like, hey, man, I'm just going to be like, hey, like, you know, we hung out 1 or 2 times. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing happened. Right. Ain't nothing.
And listen, that nigga shouldn't be telling you shit either.
Real talk.
If that's all
he should shut up because nothing happened.
I nailed your homeboy. I had a chick say that. Yeah, I nailed your homeboy.
Yeah, so
I was like, wow, that was awesome.
She was ratchet.
I swear to God she said that.
She was ratchet.
And that's why I love her.
But
I'm hood. I love it.
Ooh,
I swear to God, you did that.
Like this.
You dancing around this.
No, I'm making a perfect point. If I got 5, everybody in your friend, I fuck with everybody. Everybody is my friend.
Fact.
She's my friend. It's my top 5 circle. Boom. If I fuck with you like that and there's something going on, hey, let me just go ahead and tell you right now, motherfucker, walk through, don't touch him. You touch him, don't touch him. And you can call it, you know,
but what establishes when you can say don't touch it? Because well, you know what girls do?
We don't even question it.
Right.
Because y'all
once,
weird.
Once but it's listen, said, it's already weird. Out of my weird. Mind. Like, I don't even look, the nigga because look like a whole other person when I see him. So like,
girls will like a nigga first and say that.
I don't even question that shit. Okay.
What about a situation where y'all see the person the same exact time, you like them, she like them, ain't nobody got a claim yet.
Whoever fight the best.
We talk about it.
That's how that
is. It's a discussion.
It's nothing.
You gotta tell me how bad you want them, how bad I want them, what you got, what you got. We work it out.
Or
we work it out.
Or hear me out. Or
it ain't no.
Hear me out.
I ain't got time for that. Nah, I ain't gotta hear shit.
Right, it ain't just automatically yours.
Nigga, you listen. It's only one franchise player in this bitch.
Oh, shit.
Nigga, you can get traded today.
Yeah,
nigga, I'm trying to get a ring.
Come on.
All I'm saying, I'm trying to get a championship ring.
Your ring could be your Scotty. Mike ain't win till he got Scotty.
I'm down to Claire. But I'm going to get... let me drop some game. Where the camera? Which one I'm looking at? This one. We're going to pick this one. Hey, look, I'm going to drop some game on y'all.
It's gonna be good. I can tell.
You tell your business you're stupid.
Period. Mm-hmm.
Now, if you ain't got that relationship with them people, don't tell it.
Shut up.
But at the same time, give them enough to make a decision on what they want to do. I just personally feel like if you never slept with someone, if you never crossed those, because that's the most, that's the biggest right. line, because that's right, no, that's right. still part of the sinning right. of the Bible. But if you've never...
wait, you said fornication. Wait, wait. You said,
she
wait.
Didn't leave
wait,
me.
Hold up.
You said, I'm part of the sinning.
Hold up.
FYI.
You said fornication is the line that we... That's where we draw the line?
See on me about sinning every day.
Now yeah, I'm on you. Hold on.
Let me get to my point.
Because okay, the biggest line is marriage, I thought. What? It's fornication. It's fornication, though.
It's
I get
all
it.
Not right.
But yeah, but that's not what you said.
And praise
God and repent.
But you know you said
but
that.
But I'm making a point to you this. I feel like, and I can honestly say this, and I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, tell me if I'm wrong. Nigga, know me for over 10, 12, 15 years. Listen, I feel like you can kiss, you can do all this, but until you actually penetrate someone, that's when the conversation need to be had. Like
the conversation different, yeah.
The conversation different. I can date everybody in this room. And they don't mean nothing. No. It don't mean, no, I'm just making a point. It don't mean they're bad people. It don't mean you didn't connect, but you're getting to know someone. But I believe that when there is a conversation, like if it crosses line, like, hey, let's talk. Hey, well, I'm just gonna let you know this is what happened. Because sometimes that could really be your soulmate and you done burnt a bridge for no reason to burn and ain't shit come from that.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could be, you could actually be trying to figure out what do you really want to do. So I personally believe that's probably why I have a lot of friends, a lot of male friends, because I don't cross them lines. And then I can actually make a decision and say, hey, I want to talk to him. I want to be with him. I'm 37 with no kids. Got my shit together, make over seven figures. So don't sit up like I ain't got no reason to lie.
Yeah, preach to
you. I'm just saying. I'm saying I got my. No, if I gotta die by myself, I'm gonna die by myself. But the point is, I came in this word, I'm gonna live. I don't want that, but I'm telling you, I came in this bit by myself. I leave home by myself. But I'm gonna be real with you. Don't nobody wanna be alone. So I just feel like that's why, and me personally, coming from the field I came in, I played professional basketball. I've been a hit on from every type of person. But if I don't sleep with you, I do not believe it's a conversation. Now, if I think y'all know each other, we're going to have a conversation.
What if you just gave me head?
Yeah. That's wild, because I ain't getting no... giving no.
I'm not getting head.
I'm not giving... I'm going to be real. Okay, so let me answer your question. I'm not giving no head.
You shut the fuck up. But wait.
I'm sorry. I never
it was hypothetical,
luxury.
Right?
I'm going to give you the best hypothetical. I'm going to give you the best... I'm not giving no head. Nasty. Personally, I'm not giving no head, and I ain't getting none. So that ain't no hypothetical.
Wait. What you mean you ain't getting none?
Hold on. Time out.
What you mean?
Ask me the question.
Explain.
So I'm just saying, so because you won't, you telling me if a nigga wanted to do that to you and you liked it, you just wouldn't let him do it?
No, you missed the question.
No, I'm saying what you just said. No.
Well, I didn't say that I wouldn't receive it. I didn't say I wouldn't receive it. No, I didn't say that.
You did say that.
That's exactly what you said.
Take back. You said that I'm not getting none. Rewind that shit.
She said she don't give head and then change it to, nah, just anybody. Oh, wait, she said that too?
I did not say I don't give head.
But then afterwards, she was like, not just anybody.
I didn't say I don't give head.
That's on camera too.
That's on camera too.
You don't give it or you don't give it?
I don't get it from just anybody.
That's what she said. That's not what I said.
That's exactly what you said.
Okay, so what I'm saying is I'm not personally giving head and not receiving penetration. It ain't
okay. All right. I'm about to say, okay.
Now, well, yeah.
Okay.
Now, if you want to give me, I will receive, okay? I ain't got to touch your ass.
Okay, yeah. I must have heard all of that, bro.
Definitely am not giving that.
No, I've done that before.
I'm not receiving what I would like. It's crazy. Look, it's crazy.
I did that before.
I'm married. I don't know what they talking about, but I'm married. I'm done with this conversation.
What the fuck that mean?
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
That means a lot. Tell me what it means.
I can ask the question.
You can ask whatever you want to ask.
Right? Mr. Brian is married.
Ooh.
Sure am.
But he
flip
also...
Flip your head up.
Joel yeah. Pudding.
You know Show Lil. Farrah Fawcett.
Show Lil.
Mr. Brian is married. Okay, I've been knowing him for a long time.
Show do.
But also, Mr. Brian believes in polygamy. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't believe in polygamy. I believe in polygyny.
You got to tune into the class.
It's a difference,
right?
Polygamy means a man and a woman can have multiples. Polygyny means a man can have multiple women. That's in the Bible. Polygamy is...
What script? Give me the scripture.
You really want that?
How many times you go to church a week?
Listen, I teach this thing, man.
Me and Brian.
You really want that?
Me and Brian do this every week. I need it. And he read half of the Bible. So let me see. Where is that?
Holy beefing in it. Yeah.
We do, though. We had these conversations.
They do a holy banging. They bang it, good.
Banging scripture.
They straight banging.
So look. So you got to understand, right?
Tell them about your scripture and where you teach them at.
Well, I'm with a group called Sicari, right? You got Sicari Atlanta, Sicari Baltimore, Sicari Philly. Like, we all over the country as well as in, you know, other countries, right? So this is, right, this is... So first of all, you got to understand that there's no laws in the Bible. The Most High don't give laws on things you can't do, right? So this is a law telling you how to take another wife, right? This is Exodus 21 and 10. It says...
No, he didn't.
It said, you asked for it, right?
He damn sure asked for it.
You asked for it.
Exodus 21 and 10.
I wasn't pushing it, but you want to know, I tell
you. You asked for it.
This is Exodus 21 and 10. It says, and if he take him another wife, right? Meaning, once again, right? There's no law on something you can do that's unlawful, right? Mm. So it says, if he take him another wife, her food, her raiment, which is her clothing, and her duty of marriage, which is sex, right? Shall he not diminish? So you take another wife, you can't say, because I love this new woman, fuck her. You can't, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta take care of both of them. Okay. So let me ask you a question, because I'm not gonna disagree with you on that, but that was the Old Testament. I need something from the New Testament, King.
So biblically, there's no difference between the two.
It is.
Biblically, there's no church. Christianity.
No, read
from I'm it. Saying biblically, there's no difference between the two. Think about it like this, right? She just said it's the Old Testament, right? Show me a book where you can start reading that book at the end of the book and understand the whole book. Why is the Bible any different?
Good point.
You can't start the book at the end and think you're going to understand
what's
in it.
Can I say what I want to say?
You can say whatever you want to say.
So let me go ahead and give y'all a little scripture from the Church of God. So in the Old Testament... That's why you have Jehovah's Witnesses. So oh God, they,
I
was there was.
Jehovah's Witness.
I know.
Don't start this shit with me, because I know that shit too.
You got the Old Testament. So you'll never see Jesus' name in the Old Testament. You'll see Jehovah. It didn't exist at the time. We're in a time frame.
Well, Jesus is not. Let me just say this, right? I got to say this real quick, right? Because once we having, you know, alcoholic beverage, we shouldn't even be talking about this, to be honest with you, right? So that's why I wasn't going to go down this road. But there's a couple things you're saying that's just kind of vexing a little bit, right? Jehovah and Jesus is not the same person, not the same entity. That's Christianity. That's not in the Bible. And I'm going to leave it at that. Let's have this conversation another time.
But even Christianity doesn't say that.
Sure. My God don't believe in that, but I'm going to leave that alone.
Your God don't believe in that.
Well, which God you believe that believes in refilling my drink?
Repent.
Which God want to refill my drink?
I'm not bringing Elohim.
There you go. Next question.
So listen, now we about to play this game, because y'all.
You niggas killed Santa Claus? Let's talk about that.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I want to know. Yeah. Come on. That's Brian and Larry. Can y'all answer that?
Stupid, bro. I can't.
I knew it was Kyle. That's my nigga. I knew it was Kyle.
So look, we're going to play this game. This game is I'm going to give you guys this little bowl, and you're going to pick something out of it, and you're going to give the person to the left of you the bowl, the actual first thing you picked out of it, and you're going to read it, and you're going to answer the question truthfully. Let's go. Start with you.
But where these questions come from?
It don't matter.
Yeah, who made up the questions?
It don't matter. Elohim.
What did you tell me about? Read his digest or?
I did it again.
Yeah, you did. Right. You did.
And that shit ain't shook up shit.
Ain't nothing.
Get one.
I'm shaking it up.
Give it to her.
You're not shuffling. It's true. I got to take it out and give it to her?
Uh-huh. You can't read it.
I'm not good at pulling out. My bad.
Y'all set that nigga up to say that shit. He
good. Real talk.
Do you like loud or silent people in the bed?
Say what's on your mind. I'm not quiet either. We're going to talk about this, and we're going to watch the video afterwards. In between, never mind.
So what? Whoever asked, you got to ask the person next to you how I go.
So now TQ going
okay,
to answer her question.
Hold on, you take that. Don't be dropping stuff.
Oh, I picked the wrong.
Give it to TQ. Yeah.
Wait, did you say I picked the wrong one?
No, I picked
that's
the
cheating.
Wrong one.
Oh.
You gotta ask?
I'm asking you.
Damn.
That's a boy.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. I tried to pick a spot.
If Woody had gone to the police, what would never have happened? That's it, long as hell.
Oh, please.
Okay.
If somebody offered you $1 million to break up with your current partner and never get back together, would you do it?
Hell yeah. Quick.
I tell you something, $1 million don't go that far, man.
Damn sure.
Don't do it.
Damn sure don't.
Shit ain't worried about.
Right there.
You gonna give it to Ashley?
I'm gonna pass the thing to her. Can I look at it first?
No. Oh, so he get to pick it and then give it to her. Yeah. Oh.
Wait, you got two. You only get one. Oh, you got one.
I kind of wanted to see it.
No. What's the most embarrassing thing that you ever did while on a date?
Damn,
that's a good question.
Most embarrassing thing I did on a date.
God, me
most embarrassing.
Just first that you popped in my head.
There's something wrong with you. I think we know that.
Nothing wrong with me. That's the problem.
What?
You know how when people call your iPhone and this big fucking picture just takes over the front. One of them things where somebody just got on the roll calling me 5 times in a row and her
your
face,
phone was face
just
over.
Like popping out. And you know how your phones get stuck?
Yeah.
So you can't push the button, you can't do not disturb, and me and the little girl, we having a good time.
Right.
And
this right.
Other face is just, and it's big, it's over the whole. So I'm like,
that's my lawyer.
So you got caught. You got caught.
Oh, no, because there wasn't even nothing going on with that girl.
Like something. Yeah.
Like, I couldn't explain myself out of that one. It's just, huh?
That just happened to you?
Well, I mean, yeah.
So, see, that's not in there. That question ain't in there.
No, that wasn't recent. No, that wasn't recent. I got a better phone. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long
time ago. No, the updates just happened on iPhone King. Go ahead.
Oh, who? Not so this for who? For you? For...
She messed up her whole system she had.
It's
so
for you.
We just going with this new shit she coming.
We just going around, bro.
Yeah, I see.
Let's see what this is. Let me see.
What's up?
Oh, you got to read it.
Damn, I want to see. Yeah, for real.
It ain't bad.
Look, too.
That one look long.
Why you looking like that? Like, yeah, come on.
It's like, first off, fuck you clicking that bitch you claim. That's it, long as hell.
Who in the room would be the worst person today and why? That hurts.
Yes, I don't know. Let's...
No, I'm listening. Damn. No, I'm listening. I didn't say domestic violence.
Honestly, I say no. I'm not going
to answer another question. Give it another one.
Draw four. Nah, you got to give him a draw four.
You gonna start some shit with that?
Give me the question.
You don't got no draw fours or reverse or nothing. Damn. Yeah.
Have you ever smashed one of the homies' girl dash men and they ain't know? So have you ever smashed one of the homies' girl and they ain't know?
And they ain't know?
Mm-hmm. He is R&B.
I say this though, right? Like, when we was young though, we'd just be real, like, nigga ask you, like, well, do your thing, and vice versa.
She ain't shit
to me like that, do your thing. Yeah. Like,
and then they get mad afterwards. You be like, you just wanted to impress me.
And my group niggas never got mad.
No, you talking about the group. I'm talking about, but you know what I'm talking about.
Well,
but nigga, I don't give a fuck about that bitch. And then after you fuck her, nigga be like, why you fuck with me? Nigga, you said you didn't care. Why you fuck with me? You was pretending. Man, I just said that.
Yeah. In my small circle of friends, because these niggas know my circle of friends is small. When you talk about men especially, right? Yeah. No, we're put on the table. Like,
right.
Do you fuck with her like that? No, do your thing.
Right.
Do you fuck with her? Yeah, I fuck with her. Off limits. It was simple as that in the room.
Shit, but I love
Why you don't like it either way, though? Looking like that.
Damn.
Why is you looking like that?
Now, hold up. You gotta do it for legs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hey, yeah, dig that shit up, man.
Yeah, I'm about to.
Get her, too.
I'm about to dig in your shit. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you gotta do it. Okay. No, I gotta do it.
No, you gotta do it. No, I'm supposed to pick
it. Nigga, no. That's not how that goes.
Well, no, you can't pick it for her. Let her pick it. Let her pick it.
That's not how it went, but...
Yes, it did. She picked it, and then she handed it to you.
Y'all didn't give us that much drinks.
Because he's drawing himself. You picked it, and you gave it to me, right or wrong.
Okay,
so I'm supposed to pick it and give it to him. And he's trying to pick it for
me. But, technically, you said...
No, I didn't. This nigga's a liar. What is wrong with him?
Oh, I'm a liar. Okay. Jesus, Mary and Joseph. What? Oh, nah.
Wait, I gotta pick another one. Let me pick that one.
Yeah, that shit was, she did that on purpose. She got this shit marked. Nah, nigga.
We know who wrote these goddamn
things. I didn't write none of them.
What's your secret fetish?
Ooh.
Goddamn.
Ooh, I don't know if I'm going to say this.
Sure you are.
Well, you can't y'all say got it. Some theme music, some background music.
FCC airwaves.
What's your secret fetish? This girl.
She went to this.
Yeah. Tell me all about it because I don't know and I want to know. Well, I ain't going to make the clip on it, but I'll tell you.
See.
My secret fetish is watching porn.
That's not a goddamn fetish.
It's the type of porn. I don't want
to. You got to be specific.
She watched midget squirters. She watched midget squirters.
Say it. Be very specific. Midget squirters, don't you? Your friends
with
are here.
With do-rags on.
You're surrounded by a love circle. We don't judge you.
I can't judge the best.
Come
what
on,
kind
man.
Of damn porn?
I like to watch certain type of porn where it's like mixed and it's mixed.
Mixed like hell.
I'm going to use it back.
What?
I like.
Satellite ain't said shit.
So I have a thing for skin. So it like if it's a white girl, it got to be a black guy. If it's a black girl, it got to be a white guy. I like skin. It just turns me on.
So you like black.com.
No, I like I don't like to watch porn that's black on black. I like to watch whatever the mix is.
.com.
I didn't even know that existed. I'm
allegedly.
Yeah.
Okay.
It just gotta be mixed. That's better.
I don't even watch porn. I don't know what y'all talking about.
So anyway, because you're
y'all niggas lying, man.
I was
lying right now, man. God damn it.
So
what? She did it again.
It's your friend.
Yeah. Nah, don't let it out. Something's on your mind, let it off. She over here snorting like a motherfucker. Oh, shoulder wet.
No.
Look, it struck a nerve with that skin shit.
So we gotta wrap this up. Episode season 3. It's the first episode of season 3 with my family right here. I want y'all to basically tell them who you are, where they can find you, and your IG. And boom, start with you, TQ.
TQ the Trojan is IG, is Facebook, is everything is TQ the Trojan. But I don't just do music no more. I do sports now.
That's right. Check his podcast out.
Right?
That
shit's fire.
We got Franchise Sports Media, Las Vegas Sports.
Fire.
Officially credentialed media for the Raiders and the Aces and the Golden Knights, and UFC, and F1, everything that comes to Las Vegas, including everything that's coming. We got a new NBA team coming. We got the A's from Oakland coming. So I always
the A's
wanted to.
Coming out?
Yeah, the A's was coming. Yeah, they just okayed it, didn't they? So check us out at the Franchise LV. We doing some good work, man. The little desert town that I moved to is blowing up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's blowing up. So I got a foot in the door pretty early. I'm out there right now. So y'all check us out at TQ the Trojan and at the Franchise LV.
Cool. What's that?
Listen, man.
Promise. Yeah, make a promise. Go ahead.
For me, like, you know, you can catch me literally on the street teaching the Bible Tuesdays and Thursdays and Saturdays in Atlanta on the Beltline. You can find me on Official JE. I don't give my Instagram out because there ain't nothing on there but Bible verses, so ain't no point y'all following that. But if you want to check on Jagged Edge, Official JE on everything, you know, Facebook. What they call it now, X, IG, everything, right?
Twitter.
Everything, right? Twitter, yeah. Right?
Yeah, I don't like that.
And like she said, Vanity's on Thursday night. We host the R&B night.
Every Thursday.
Live band karaoke. So if you're in the A, come check us out.
Hey, I'm the outsider. Look. That R&B Thursdays, man. Look, it's like 5 to 1 in that month.
You know what I'm saying? And we got a new album coming out probably, I want to say, like late September. Early October,
Libra
something
season.
Like that.
Libra season. Libra season.
My Instagram is @IAM_space1. That's not my Instagram?
Yeah.
No, I'm looking there. Fuck that. All right. Hi. I'm looking here. My Instagram is IAM_case1. We're on a podcast. Music is the love language with my man Clint Coley on Revolt. I got an album coming out. Love Jones Volume 2 will be out in August.
Let's go.
Yeah.
August though?
Yeah. First week of August. Well, the single will be out.
Okay.
Called Naked. That'll be out. Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes, sir. And she's gonna snort on the. We're gonna put you on the intro.
Please clear that up. Clear it up.
stop right now.
Not the snort, snort.
Please.
Not the
snort. Please.
When you laugh, you do the
fix it.
How about that?
Fix it,
I did
Jesus.
It too. I did it
Mom,
too.
Mom, listen, it's only my laugh that you gave me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I swear to God, I don't do anything.
It's a family
else.
Thing. It's a family
this
thing.
This is all family and like, laughing, giggles.
Like that.
Okay, I guess this is my time. My name is Ashley Akins. What's up, everybody? I'm from Ready to Love, Make a Move, all that good shit. You can follow me, underscore, I am Ashley 007, just like James Bond. Anything else is just, it's just Ashley underscore Akins, A-S-H-L-E-E-A-K-I-N-S. I love you guys. It was fun.
Yeah.
And you, you get your, oh, they know you, huh?
Shut up.
Damn, they know your shit up.
My mom is going to kill me.
Tell me y'all done, because it's
hot. She just texted me. She said it's cool.
Jesus. The biggest. Big Lex, you feel me?
See?
Let me go ahead and throw my stones out there. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, I do player development for the Hawks. Mm-hmm. I have my own business called Upscale Media. Uh-huh. Google me. I do advertisement for ISO Yoga.
Uh-huh.
I do
ISO.
Talk to me, Joe Johnson. I do advertisement for Tiffany.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mitchell.
Yeah.
UConn, Suns. We in here, Connecticut Suns. We in the building.
All right.
I do advertisement for EJ Speed, uh-huh. Running back for the Colts. My list goes crazy. AEBL, Coach of the Year, 2 years in a row, ISO Yoga. And we got a lot of stuff popping. So, you know, if you want to get with a real one, get with the big one. You feel me? The biggest. Every Thursday, Benny and I with the twins. I need my own.
And she be singing, y'all. She be singing.
Simone. That's Simone in there. We've been on the way there for 3 weeks.
Make it happen.
We've been on the way there for 3 weeks.
Let's go.
Hold on, let me dance. Hold on. We about to. So listen, Kaysten promised for 2 to 3 weeks that he.
No, it's been three.
So now we going. So are you gonna come this Thursday?
We going
no,
this Thursday?
No, because I gotta get up at 5 a.m.
Okay, so you next Thursday.
I'm gone, but I'm there. I got to get up to it. I'm gone. But look,
hey,
shout out my.
I got to get up in the morning. I can't hang out.
Shout out my brother, Pleasure P. He came through a couple weeks ago. That nigga sang for like 2 hours straight.
What?
Straight up, like real though. No, no, he was killing that shit though. Straight up.
Said I did you wrong. You did me wrong. I take you back. You take me back. Did you wrong? Hey, look, but we gonna bring P up next. He the next one, cause I got the, he got stories too. I'm sick.
Listen, he gonna give you all the answers you want.
All right, so we Reality Table Season 3 signing out. Big Lex.
Bill.
What you bring?
Every conversation, debates, and relationships. We the topic of discussion. What's the gossip? Who she loving? This tea get hotter when you touch it. Forget about that he saying that she said. Tell me what the street said. Got them tuned and they running back. Just like a DJ. What you bring to the table?